It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I was all happy on Friday. On Saturday, not so much. Let's recap the losing card for Saturday. In the NBA, I should start listening to my friends Toby and Ryan. They informed me this Anthony Edwards guy from Minnesota is pretty good. Yeah, I should have listened. I didn't listen, and I paid the price. I had Denver minus the 4.5, and I lose the ticket. Major League Baseball, it was a day to forget. A lot of rain delays with most of these games. A little frustrating. I had St. Louis on the run line minus the 1.5. They lose outright to Chicago. Yes, the White Sox get another victory. I've bet against them in their last four wins. Not fun. I had Toronto on the money line. They get the job done against Washington, so I do cash that ticket. I had the LA Angels on the money line. Didn't work out for me at Cleveland. The Guardians get the job done there. Then my totals. Oh, boy. I missed these by a ton. I had Baltimore and Cincinnati over the 9.5. That was a pitcher's duel, so I lose that one. Then I had San Francisco and Philadelphia under the 9.5. If it didn't go over in the first inning, it definitely went over in the second inning. Terrible, terrible bet on my part. I lose that one by a ton. I do cash both of my Nerfies on Saturday. I get the Marlins and the Athletics home after a lengthy delay. The A's go on to score, 20 runs in the game? But thankfully, they didn't score in the opening frame for me, so I cash the ticket. Then I cash on the Mariners and the Astros. No runs in the first inning. So I go 3-5 on the day. Not a fun day. Then the Kentucky Derby. I missed the board there. Lost my trifecta box. I'll bet it again next year. That's the annual tradition. And then, unfortunately, I had the number 17 horse, who finished probably 15th, 16th on Saturday. It's not where I wanted him to be. But Heartbreak Hotel for my daughter and my wife, they both had the two horse. The two horse was Sierra Leone? Yeah, almost had it, but lost in the photo finish at the wire. Great race, entertaining race, just not the results I wanted to see. But now, let's get to the card for Sunday, and hopefully I can have a bounce-back day. We'll start at the NBA. It's game number 7. Yes, we finally get a game 7, and I'll take the home team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, minus the 3.5 against the Orlando Magic. Both teams are 3-0 at home in this series. The Magic won by 7 on Friday. It's payback time in the deciding game, so give me Cleveland minus the 3.5 at home over Orlando. Next up, we go to Major League Baseball, and the YRFIs finally had a winning day on Saturday. They went 8-7 after the Nerfies, no runs in the first inning, started the month 31-5. I couldn't believe that number. They started 31-5. And I looked at some of the numbers late Saturday morning, and things are really steaming to the under. I think that Marlins-A's game moved from minus 130 when I bet it last night to minus 175 when I checked in the morning. So I prefer the Nerfies, but it almost feels like I need a YRFI run here to get the pricing back in line, because I don't like a lot of the prices that I'm seeing tonight. So I'm only going to bet one Nerfie today. Let's start with that. It's the Detroit Tigers at the New York Yankees. This one's at a minus 140 on DraftKings. So it's Nestor Cortez for the Yankees with a 3.86 ERA and a 1.10 whip. It's Tarek Skubal going for the Tigers with a 1.72 ERA and a 0.74 whip. I consider this a made-to-order Nerfie. So let's go no runs in the first inning between the Tigers and the Yankees at the minus 140. Next up on the card here, it's a money line wager. And today I'm shaking it up a little bit. I'm actually going to have 6 different types of wagers in Major League Baseball. And I go to the money line with bet number 2. It's the Washington Nationals against the Toronto Blue Jays, plus 100 on FanDuel. So I would be betting the Nationals team total to the over, but nothing has been posted yet for me. This handicap is about Alek Manoah for the Blue Jays. He made me a ton of money in 2022. He had a 16-7 record, a 2.24 ERA, and a 0.99 whip. He and the Sandman for the Marlins were my go-to guys that year. Then last year happened. He had a 3-9 record, a 5.87 ERA, and an ugly 1.74 whip. He started this season with a rehab assignment after giving up 4 runs over an inning and 2/3 in his only spring training appearance. 5 rehab starts for him, 19 2/3 innings pitched, 20 runs allowed, an 8.69 ERA, and a 1.98 whip. Not good. Opponents hit .337 against him in the minors during his rehab starts. But it's baseball. Anything can happen. He might toss 6 perfect innings today, but I'm going to pay to see it. Added bonus here, Mackenzie Gore has a 3.19 ERA this year for the Nationals. So give me the Nationals on the money line against the Blue Jays. Even money here at the plus 100. Next up on the card, I think it's the first time I've bet it this year for sure on the podcast. It's a first 7 inning team total. Yes, you got to search for this one on DraftKings a little bit, but I'm going to bet the LA Angels over the 2.5 runs at the minus 145 on DraftKings. So the Angels ranked 13th in OPS against righties. It's Carlos Carrasco on the bump today for the Guardians. He's allowed 5 runs to the Red Sox and 8 runs to the Astros in his last 2 starts. He has a 6.59 ERA and a 1.68 whip on the season. Game might be a good over bet, but I'm just going to continue my fade of Carrasco. So give me the LA Angels in the first 7 innings, their team total over 2.5 runs at the minus 145.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Next up on the card, I think this is the first time I've made this wager on the podcast this year. It's a first 3-inning team total, and I'm going to bet the Arizona Diamondbacks over the 1.5 runs. This one's at a plus 114 on DraftKings. So Matt Waldron gets the call for the Padres. He's allowed 12 runs over the first 2 innings this season. He's allowed only 4 runs this year in innings 3-6. So teams tend to get to him early if they get to him at all. The Diamondbacks score the 3rd most runs this season in the opening frame, so that's a good combo. A pitcher that struggles early and a team that puts up good early runs. Arizona, though, has been a major disappointment this season. They were crushed on Saturday, and as I record this, they have scored just 1 run over the last 25 innings of baseball. As Pedro Serrano said in the movie Major League, have to wake up the bats. Yes, it's go time for the D-backs. Probably also a good sign here that the YRFI on this game is the most expensive on the board at a minus 135. So I feel good about this one. It's a first 3-inning team total with the Arizona Diamondbacks over the 1.5 at the plus 114. Next up on the card, it's a first 5-run line. A little bit of a head scratcher here. I know that. It's the Pittsburgh Pirates minus the 0.5 run against the Colorado Rockies at the minus 110. So the Pirates are not hitting. There's no doubt about that. Pittsburgh ended a 5-game losing skid on Saturday with a 1-0 victory. They have now scored 2 or fewer runs in 6 consecutive games. Ryan Feltner is on the bump for the Rockies today, a 5.13 ERA in the season, a career 5.89 ERA. Road ERA is worse than his Coors Field ERA this season, so it's not all about the Mile High City. He's given up 3 or more runs in each of his last 3 starts. The Pirates are dead last in OPS against righties. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. That's not good. But I'm playing a hunch today that the Pirates get something going early against Feltner. Hopefully, Bailey Falter can hold up his end of the deal for the Pirates. He's on the hill today. Falter has pitched 13 innings at home. He's allowed just 1 run so far. So give me the first five run line here with the Pittsburgh Pirates minus the half a run against the Colorado Rockies at the minus 110. And the final play on the card for me, it's a total for the game. It's the Seattle Mariners at the Houston Astros. I'm going to bet the under 8.5 at the minus 102. So no issue with Bryce Miller for the Mariners. Yes, I can't talk, I guess. Mariners, he has a 2.04 ERA and a 0.88 whip on the season. Hunter Brown for the Astros has been bad. Well, really bad. 9.78 ERA and a 2.22 whip. Yes, this deep into the season, it's time to get that down at least below 2. Come on. So he scares me to say the least. Houston, though, this season is 21-10 to the under. The only team with more games going under would be, you guessed it, Seattle. The Mariners are 24-7 to the under this year. So I'm going to make these two teams score 9 to beat me. Give me the Mariners and the Astros under the 8.5 at the minus 102. So let's recap my card for a Sunday. Will it be a bounce-back day? Well, we'll find out. In the NBA, I'm on the Cleveland Cavaliers, minus the 3.5 over the Orlando Magic. Major League Baseball, only one nerfy today. I'm on the Detroit Tigers at the New York Yankees at the minus 140. Money line wager, I'm on the Washington Nationals over the Toronto Blue Jays, even money at the plus 100. First seven-inning team total, I'm on the LA Angels over the 2.5 runs at a minus 145. First three-inning team total, I'm going to take the Arizona Diamondbacks over 1.5 runs at a plus 114. First five-run line, I'm on the Pittsburgh Pirates minus the half a run against the Colorado Rockies at a minus 110. Then a total here, I'm on the Seattle Mariners and the Houston Astros under the 8.5 at a minus 102. So yeah, I had to shake it up a little bit here on Sunday after a losing day on Saturday. Hopefully, it all works out for me. Enjoy the games, everyone. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.